Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood seraphim, each having six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, dwelling among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, and in his hand was a glowing coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And with it he touched my mouth and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your iniquity is removed, and your sin is atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." And he replied, "Go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding, be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Make the hearts of this people calloused, deafen their ears and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed." Then I asked, "How long, O Lord?" And he replied, "Until the cities lie ruined and without inhabitant, until the houses are left unoccupied, and the land is desolate and ravaged, until the Lord has driven men far away, and the land is utterly forsaken. And though a tenth remains in the land, it will be burned again. As the terebinth and oak leave stumps when felled, so the holy seed will be a stump in the land."